The personal ego of man forms itself out of the impersonal life of the universe, like a wave forming itself out of the ocean. It constricts, confines, restricts, and limits that infinite life to a small finite area. The wave does just the same to the water of the ocean. The ego shuts out so much of the power and intelligence contained in the universal being that it seems to belong to an entirely different and utterly inferior order of existence. The wave, too, since it forms itself only on the surface of the water, gives no indication in its tiny stature of the tremendous depth and breadth and volume of water beneath it.